702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up with news from around the world. Adam Gilchrist, global shortages, a range of supply issues in different countries, all to do, I imagine, with the various lockdowns and the disruption of global supply chains in these last 18, 19 months.
Certainly, partly it, or largely it, I guess. I don't know if you've got shortages. Have you noticed things in short supply in any way?
There was a shortage of Marmite a little while ago. I think you and I may have even discussed that. I can't remember. There was a shortage of Marmite.
Oh, you can't live without Marmite. So, yeah.
No. I mean, gosh.
I'm glad that that's an X shortage. Yeah. You're right. Pandemic is still having these knock-on effects. So, I mean, here's one, for instance, that will have a knock-on effect for a lot of us. China, Japan, and South Korea have disruption to computer chip production, which, of course, goes into all sorts of stuff, phones, PCs, cars, you name it. China is also short of paper and coal. Europe, generally, short of gas and electricity, maybe less to do with the pandemic, more to do with geopolitics. In the USA, they have problems with toys, toilet paper, and bottled water. You know what? Toilet paper and bottled water sounds a bit Armageddon, doesn't it, if you've got a shortage of that. In India, cars and electricity again, Lebanon, water and medicine, and this sort of snapshot poll of shortages that the BBC have carried out ends with Brazil, where the pandemic plus a drought has caused water and coffee problems. Can you imagine a coffee shortage in Brazil?
That's unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable. So let me explain to you, Adam, why we had a shortage of Marmite in South Africa. Along with various bans, there were bans on the sale of alcohol for a time in helping us manage the pressure on our public health system. And Marmite is made from a yeast, a concentrated extract that is a byproduct of the beer-making process. And so because beer wasn't made or being made in the normal quantities, it affected the availability of Marmite in South Africa. Tell me about Poland in a bitter legal row with the European Union.
Yeah, they're having a right fallout at the moment. In particular, the Polish Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, and the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen. Essentially, Poland is not happy about some of the stuff that the EU imposes. I mean, I guess it's why Britain left. Britain didn't take the Polish route, which is to argue in legal terms, saying we're going to fight this. In particular, for instance, whilst most Poles overwhelmingly support the EU, the government is rejecting some of the core principles like LGBT rights, which is a thing. It's a right-wing government in Poland, after all. Mrs. von der Leyen says EU values must not be undermined. Prime Minister Morawiecki says it's the language of threats, never the twain shall meet. So the heat is on between Poland and the European Union. You wonder, end result, is that a Polish Brexit, which would be what, a Pexit or a Polexit, perhaps?
Poles apart, at the very least. Hey, Adam Gilchrist, talk to me about the gruesome tale of falling sewage in Windsor.
I will attempt to be delicate. I may fail. It is Brexit, that's all. But complaints have been made, albeit anonymously, about a splodge of something really unpleasant that fell on a garden in Windsor. So something brown, nasty smelling, it went, well, splodge and splat across a guy's lawn, patio, garden chairs and umbrellas. It reeked, it was not pleasant, it was probably a health risk. The theory, as reported by the council and at Windsor's Aviation Forum, remember we're talking about Windsor, which is in the Heathrow Airport flight path, the theory is that this came out of a plane at low level. Some have suggested this is a one in a billion chance, but possibly low pressure at low altitude, a full sewage tank, something squeaked out of the back door and went onto this guy's garden. Maybe one in a billion chance, but you know what? If you live anywhere near an airport, are you ready for a splattering? I mean, perish the thought, but yeah.
We'll leave it on that note, Adam Gilchrist, with this morning's World.